So I'm looking at one of Laura's images here. It is essentially four columns that seem to be pieced together with more or less similarly spaced strips of what seems to be sort of paper. It has I think it's birch or aspen trees that peel. It has that look to it, but immediately reminds me of toilet paper, actually, wrapped around these spirals. You know, a house got really hit hard or something. But when you look at it closer, it has just an absolutely fascinating texture. You realize it could be something, you know, just actually a microcosm in and of itself, a part of a massive landscape. There's at the top left-hand corner, there's sort of a crack up of the texture, which I find very interesting. It makes me think of rock and sedimentary rock. And then in the second, I guess I'll call them column. In the second column, it's less formed, and there's more dark space in between the alternating horizontal strips, and you get a sense of depth that changes things. And then in the third column, there's more multi-directional aspects to it, where there's which gives an air of fraying. And down at the bottom of that column, I almost saw a fingernail, actually, and wondered if it was fingers piecing together. So it's a really exciting image, and I think it just stimulates a lot of different connotations that surprise the viewer in a rather dramatic way, and it has a playfulness to it that's essential. And to start to give that structure and that imagery titles, I think I have to consider the fact that the strips seem to be wrapped around these cylinders. That to me is the fundamental motion of the piece. And it has a printmaking concept to it, I think, as well, that I want to bring into play. So a good title for it, I want to say Spindle is one. Well, actually, I'll modify it and say Ink Spindle. I feel like the strips are dipped in ink and stretched across and around, get like a typewriter feel. Yeah, so that'll be my second. It's Ink Spindle and Typewriter.